Good afternoon. High pressure will continue to keep us dry today across interior New York and New England, but as it departs off the eastern seaboard, we'll have a developing south wind, at times gusting over 20 miles per hour. At the same time, a storm system tracking through the Midwest and Tennessee Valley will work its way in our direction, and gradually we'll have increasing clouds blotting out more of the sunshine. Still, with that south wind flow, it'll be mild, with readings generally topping out in the lower 70s. The south wind will increase even more overnight tonight, and skies will cloud over. Moisture building in from the south will produce scattered showers, and temperatures will remain on the mild side in the upper 50s and lower 60s. We'll also have areas of fog developing, especially in the valleys. This will set us up for an unsettled day tomorrow. Skies will be mostly cloudy. The wind will be gusty out of the south, at times over 30, even 40 miles per hour, driving in even milder air with highs in the lower 70s again. At the same time, that storm system will approach with a lot of jet stream energy, as well as low-level winds, producing scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, with gusty wind and heavy downpours. Behind this system, just a passing shower Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny and cooler in the lower 60s, and staying in the 50s on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. We'll go back to some sunshine on Friday and to start the weekend on Saturday with highs bouncing back into the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Carolinas into central Virginia. A strong autumn storm system is now in progress, becoming better organized as two separate low-pressure systems consolidate over the Great Lakes through early tomorrow. Potent mid-level energy aloft over the deep south is forecast to phase with an approaching upper-level trough from the upper Midwest, fueling the development of a large and occluded surface low that will track from the Great Lakes to Ontario and Quebec. A strong cold front will trail southward from this low and bring a swath of moderate to heavy rain, along with embedded thunderstorms, toward the mid-Atlantic coast. Strong winds will be the biggest threat, with hail in some storms and possibly even a few tornadoes. The heaviest rainfall is likely to materialize across southern Michigan in conjunction with the main surface low. Some instances of flash flooding will be possible given the atmospheric setup, and flash flood watches have been issued for much of lower Michigan. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Anaheim, California, to a low of 11 at Gould and Climax, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, lower 70s, Boston mostly cloudy, in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 37. The record high, 81, set in 1947, and the record low, 20, in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6 p.m., 10 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, breezy and warm today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Thickening clouds tonight with a chance of showers, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds, breezy and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Thickening clouds tonight with a chance of showers and fog, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly to mostly cloudy today, breezy and warm with highs in the lower 70s. Thickening clouds tonight with a chance of showers, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, breezy, mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Thickening clouds tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the lower 60s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies this morning, followed by increasing clouds and warm today, a southerly wind picking up with highs in the lower 70s. Thickening clouds tonight with a chance of showers, also some fog possible in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and warm, near 70, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some on the stronger side. These will diminish tomorrow night, and Wednesday, it'll be drier, just a passing shower, with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s. Partly sunny, cooler Thursday, upper 50s. More sunshine Friday, lower 60s. Lower to mid-60s Saturday with increasing clouds, and a chance of showers back into the 50s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.